This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side on this great, great Friday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, rottenest, no-goodest son of a bitch that you'll ever, ever want to hear on the radio. Lines will be open in case I want to take calls. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. And from the east side, 394-1190. We want to go to the St. Louis side of the river, I think, momentarily. We're going to go back and forth as we always do. But you guys all found out that yesterday that the St. Charles woman dodged death and helped convict the killer. That's our good friend. That's our good friend Pamela Huff. She pled out yesterday to killing a mentally disturbed man who she had gotten, I guess, off the interstate to come and try to act like they were going to put some kind of skit out saying that she worked for NBC News. Come to find out that she didn't, never had. And so she had to try. She tried to get one other gal, actually tried to get a couple people to be involved in this. And when it didn't work at the end of the day, then she figured that she might as well get whoever she could get, and she was smart enough to have gotten a gentleman who was not real intelligent. But the lady that she tried to get before time was a gal named Alford, and this Alford said she knew something was up when this gal, Pamela Huff, just called her out of the clear blue and wanted to do some kind of reenactment. And Mrs. Alford said that she wasn't interested at the end of the day. She talked to her a little bit, but found out that she really wasn't interested. And when it all came down, that Mrs. Huff got this gentleman to come over. This gentleman was retarded. And I'm trying to find it. If I can get through some of this paper crap to find his name, I'm sure most of you people know who I'm talking about. If I can find it here. A guy named Gumpensberger. She called him, and for whatever reason, being, I guess, somewhat retarded, he didn't think anything about it, so he goes over there, and he gets killed by Pamela Huff. But anyway, at the end of the day, Pamela Huff is in jail forever now. The guy she killed, heaven forbid, you know, he's gone, but he was totally innocent. And all Pamela Huff, I believe, was trying to do was trying to get the get all the take off her, because they're saying now that she may have killed her mother and another person. So if so, she's good for three killings. But again, at this point, it really makes not much of a difference, because she's pled out. She's going to jail forever. And, you know, I think that's a good thing for everybody, even though, you know, at some point in time, people think, well, what the hell? What the hell's going on? Why the hell, if she's going to plead out to this, she might as well plead out to the everything else she's done. But now she's saying that she hasn't done anything. But we'll see how that progresses. Also, it's got here civil rights groups to county stop stonewalling on jail deaths. Now, they've got a lot of groups in St. Louis County that are coming after Sam Page, the newly appointed county executive, because they want to know what the hell's going on. They want to know about these four deaths that have happened in St. Louis and St. Louis County. And now they've got the Arch City Defenders, they've got the ACLU, they've got the MacArthur Justice Center, and they've got other groups. They're calling for Page to explain what the hell's going on. Now, I have to say, in Page's defense, Page has been the county executive, I guess, for about a month or two. And I think he's trying to put everything together. They tell me, and I've got friends that know him pretty good, that he's a pretty decent guy. But he said they had no immediate answers Thursday to the reported questions. But they said they'd be getting back to it. And it says at least three key questions should be asked during this interview with Page. And could the medical response in the line of death been improved? That was number one. Was an earlier intervention possible to maybe stop the death? That was number two. And then independence and the cause of the death. Is there a way to improve the care so maybe these people wouldn't have died? Again, you know, I think it's, I think especially in the St. Louis area, in their police officers in St. Louis and St. Louis County, I think it's easy to say what should happen, but to really know what should happen, it takes a whole lot of difference. It takes a whole lot of work before you can come up with some kind of plan. But it says the St. Louis prosecuting attorney, St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell reviewed the investigations of the death and said he found systematic problems in the jail, a situation he said was troubling and terrible. And he said he would have some recommendations on how the jail could improve. Now, you know, they're talking all this crap. You know, they've got a jail superintendent, they've got a superintendent for St. Louis City, and everybody wants to get involved when things are going bad. But it said here that that Page told the county council that the county Department of Public Health was struggling to find adequate staffing for its correction medical unit to deliver high quality care. And he pointed to the high rate of chronic illnesses, the mental illnesses, and a substance abuse allegation, substance abuse allegations. And he pointed that he ordered a reorganization of the jail staff. Now, you know, it's easy for people to come out and say, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we want to do this and we want to do that. But at the end of the day, it calls upon the leaders to make the final decisions. He said the letter is a call for an in-depth investigation into these deaths and the overall policies and procedures of the St. Louis County Justice System, the letter said. It is the call for transparency to operate the jail, and it is for those responsible for the wellness and well-being of the detainees at the Justice Center to make sure they're complying with their constitutional obligations. Now, It says in brief, in the brief letter, Page pointed to the actions he's taken to improve the jail and said he would welcome any input that anyone can offer. Now, it's good, and everybody can come out and say that. I remember back in the day when I worked as a homicide detective for East St. Louis and then as a chief in Washington Park, there was more times than not that there were situations that occurred that we had no control over, situations that occurred that we didn't have anything to do with, that we didn't know anything about until, I say until, it was too late. Then after it was too late, it really didn't make much difference. But it's amazing how this crap goes on and goes on. And I have to say, in defense of not just the proud white and the proud black, but also the crackers, the hunkies, and the niggers, you know, everybody deserves a right to a fair trial. Everybody is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Now, a lot of times, it doesn't work out that way, and I understand that. But everybody has a presumption. Everybody has a presumption of innocence until proven guilty. Now, there's a situation in Maryland Heights where police officers were shot twice in the leg, and he's making a full recovery. But they arrested a few people that were involved in this carjacking. They run the car down, and when they did, one of the guys got out and started shooting at the police. One of the officers again was hit twice in the leg, but is going to make a full recovery. But Carson said that he didn't know how many shots in all were fired during this confrontation. He says the total number of crime in Maryland Heights is up about 18% from the same 6-month period a year ago. Up over 18%. You know what that tells you? That tells you that people are still fighting. People are still trying to rob, rape, steal. And it's not just the niggers. It's the crackers and the hunkies, too. There's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. But the people, they got a guy named Ellis and a lady named Parker. Let's see where they've got it at. The suspect, Davina Parker of Jennings, was charged with stealing. Her bond was set at $2,500. And the suspect, the gunman, Marcus Ellis of Pine Lawn, was charged with 2 counts of armed first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and stealing. His bond was set at $1 million. So, you know, I think this gal just probably went along for the ride, but it's amazing. It's amazing how in this great country of ours that people can take the blame and they want to shift the blame on somebody else. And when they start shifting the blame on somebody else, a lot of times it just makes it worse. Just makes it worse for them. We talked the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I've kind of been under the weather. I'm starting to feel a whole lot better. But they always talk about the last week or so, I hadn't talked much about niggers, hadn't talked much about crackers, hadn't talked much about hunkies. And that's not true. I talk about them when I think they need to be talked about. And it's amazing. It's amazing how some people think that every day, all we need to do is talk about the crackers, the hunkies, the niggers. If we do that every day, that's all we'll need. And I say that's totally, totally false. Again, I will talk about the niggers when I think they deserve to be talked about. I'll talk about the crackers when I think they deserve to be talked about. I'll talk about the hunkies when I think they deserve to be talked about. I'll talk about the proud whites and the proud blacks when I think they deserve to be talked about. But at the end of the day, it's you know, it's amazing when a lot of this stuff comes out, and we don't always, until this day, we don't always know all the facts on what's going on with a lot of this crap. But we, you know, we take it, we hear it, we run with it, we run with what we hear. Somebody else, on the other hand, will run with what they hear, and somebody else will run with something that they hear. And when it's all said and done, there's going to be 2 or 3 different scenarios, because there's going to be 2 or 3 different takes on what actually happened. So I just hope at the end of the day, we can all kind of come together and worry about where we're going. I want to go down to Alabama. You remember the Alabama Republican, Roy Moore. He ran for for Senate in 2018. He failed to win the seat 2 years ago amid sexual misconduct allegations. And they say that the people of Alabama, this is what they're saying, the Associated Press, Alabama can do better than Roy Moore, the state senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby said shortly before Moore's announcement. But, Moore was got in some trouble over that crap with some underage women, and it never went any place, but he lost the election, and he lost the election by just a few points. It really was a decent election, but it was the first time in 25 or 30 years where a Democrat had won in a Republican state, and that's what happened in Alabama. So I don't know what's going to happen this time. I don't know who's going to get the nod on the Republican ticket, but it appears to me that everybody, even the Republicans, are coming after Roy Moore. And if they do, I honestly don't think he's got much of a chance either way. But there again, you never know in these elections until somebody comes in and they put everybody's name on the ballot, and then you'll decide, and the people of each state will decide what the hell is going on. And it says here that Pritzker, our new governor for the once great state of Illinois, makes 2020 census a top priority. Now, the state of Illinois will pull out all stops to ensure its population isn't undercounted during the 2020 census. The new governor, J.B. Pritzker, signed an executive order cementing Illinois' effect to receive an accurate count during the 2020 census and establishing a census office to ensure state avoids any undercount. Now, I don't know why anybody would give a damn about an undercount. They've had Democratic control in the state of Illinois for quite a few years, and I would assume with the House of Representatives having a supermajority, with the Senate, the state Senate, having a supermajority, and with the governor's office being Democrat, they've won all the way around. So I do not understand for the life of me why Pritzker is making such a big to-do counting this this census for the election. But it says that Trump's administration, on ongoing battle with citizenship questions, may be on the 2020 census, Pritzker said. Trump's administration is doing everything in its power to ensure an undercount. Now, I don't know why they'd be doing that. They know that the Democrats have major control of both the House and Senate. They've got the governor's office, so I don't know what the big deal is, why they would be all that concerned. But apparently at some point they are, and I really, really don't know why, but maybe down the road a little bit, we'll find out. You know, I talked about the crackers and the hunkies and the niggers and the spicks and the decent white, black, Hispanic, Oriental people. And this all depends on which direction I'm going, is what kind of verbiage I'm going to use. But I was here yesterday evening doing some research, and I found out that there is a lot of crap going on in the nigger community, a lot of crap going on in the cracker community, a lot of crap going on in the proud white community and the proud black community. But I thought to myself, you know, I hadn't played Nigger Hatin' Me for some time, and I hadn't played some of the other songs for some time, so I thought maybe I'd just play a couple just to finish out the week. So what I'm going to do at this point, I think I'm going to get Nigger Hatin' Me up there. And if we can run with that, we will. It's there somewhere in the file. It's somewhere in the file. There's Nigger Hatin'. It's on the other. Keep going up and down the list on the right hand side, Tina. Go up and down those lists. You'll find Nigger Hatin' Me, and you'll find the other two. I think there's more than three songs, but there's three songs that we like to play that that we're going to end up playing. Not maybe not all three of them today, but we're going to play. We're going to play at least one. One to be worth our while. They're hidden in there somewhere. So we're gonna look real quick, but just keep going down the list. No, you haven't went down the whole list. No, you haven't. You haven't even come close to going down the whole list. No. Well, I'm telling you, but that's okay. We'll move on for the meantime until we get till we find out where they're exactly at. I want to also, since we're on the Illinois side, a man who allegedly bit and fired a gun at Swansea police officers after fleeing in a stolen vehicle had been charged with several felony counts. DeMarcus Johnson, 20 years old of Belleville, was caught by the police and he's charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated discharge of a firearm, aggravated battery of a police officer, unlawful possession of a stolen vehicle, and unlawful use of a weapon, according to the St. Clair County State's Attorney's Office. He was charged in Belleville. In Swansea. But it's amazing. It's amazing how you take all this crap that's going on in our city, and it's like no one really gives a damn. You know, there's shootings in East St. Louis. There's shootings in Belleville. There's shootings all up in Madison County, all throughout St. Louis, St. Louis County, Jefferson County. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't involve us personally, nobody really gives a damn. And so that's what pisses me off more than anything. Nobody gives a damn at the end of the day. And to me, it's we should give a damn about everybody's business, because at some point in time, their business will become our business. So we've got some. Let's go ahead while we're on. Let's go and take some callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Yeah. I've been hearing about this reparations.
Uh-huh. Turn your radio down, Dave, because we can barely hear you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Yeah, I think they're getting the reparations now. They got food stamps and welfare. You know?
Yeah.
We're getting the payback.
Yeah, well, I don't think, I don't think all the black community feels that way. I think a lot more so than not in the proud black community, they understand what's going on. They understood what went on 150 years ago. All they're trying to do is get a good education so they can get a good job and take care of their families. What's your take?
Oh, I'm all good with that.
Well, what are you concerned with?
Oh, just to hear them whining about, they got to get their payback from slavery years ago.
Now you're talking about
what they ought to do.
Go ahead.
What they ought to do is to worry about slavery, get rid of their cell phones, all that rare earth metals that go into them cell phones. They're using over China, whatever, using the slave labor to dig up all those minerals out of the ground. Just worry about slave labor, get rid of their cell phones.
Yeah, you know what, Dave, I agree with you 100%. But see, that's the few and far between. That's the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies. That's not the big support from the proud white and proud black community. You agree or not?
Oh, I agree. All right. I just want to throw it out there.
Okay, Dave, thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. We've got some more callers we're going to hold up. I think what we'll do, we'll take a quick break. I'll try to find nigger hating me and whatever we can find. And when we come back, we'll go from there. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, we're not going to take it anymore. We've got some more callers. Let's get a couple of callers before we get back to what I was wanted to talk about, if I ever get there. Go ahead, Joe. You're on
the
dark side.
I was just wanting to say I really enjoyed Bob's show and the stations, the music that he plays. But I was just wondering one thing. Your 4 o'clock and midnight shows here for the past, I don't know, seems like 2-3 weeks has been the same show. I was wondering, you got the press shows in the morning. Is there a problem?
There was a problem because we didn't have anybody knew what they were doing, but I think we're back on track. I think starting Monday we'll have our Monday shows in, and then they'll repeat the Monday show at 4 o'clock and at midnight, and I think we'll start having that every day. So I think after today and all the extra work and finding somebody to do the job while our producer was gone, I think it's actually worked out pretty good at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to you. Keep spreading the word.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe. We sincerely appreciate that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing how when somebody gets sick, things seem to change, and it's like, well, we can get by. Of course, you can always get by, but getting by the proper way and just getting by are two different things. we talked before the break about some of these songs that we have. So I think at this point, I want to go ahead and play Nigger Hatin' Me. And the only reason I want to, well, I want to play it, number one, because I can. And I can do what I want because this is my show. So I want to play it because I want to. And I want to play it because it really doesn't have a bad meaning. And I know some of the proud white and proud black people may be offended by it a little bit. And if they are, I understand. But I'm going to play this just to get it out on a Friday and let everybody know that we are thinking about the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies.
Sloth in a big black spook, you know. Cause I show it like a barnyard rooster, I crow it. And the end of a LACP would sure like to get a hold of nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black, you know that's true. But they don't mind, cause what the heck? You gotta be black to get a welfare check and I'm broke. No joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat. And I ain't black, you see. So Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I was here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now. So I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know. But I show it. Take your black head out and I blow it. And the NAACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. A man named King, it ain't no doubt, and he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth. He's a-doing, it's caused by the trouble he's a-brewing, and the NAACP can't win if the white men stick with nigger-hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a-white, and it's time that I have mine, you know it. I show it, stick your back head out and I'll blow it. And the NAACP can't win if white men stick with nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me. Nigger hating me.
Yes, nigger hating me. Now, we're going to come up with a couple songs for the crackers and the hunkies because it's not fair just to come after the niggers. And I agree with that. I've had people say you never talk about the crackers and the hunkies, and I say the hell I don't. It's just a lot harder getting music about crackers and hunkies, but we're going to get some, and when we do, we're definitely going to play it. I want to go, I don't know where the hell I do want to go, but I want to go someplace, and I can't even remember where the hell I want to go. Let me check here real quick, and then I'll give you guys the insight. Oh, where I do want to go, I want to go, it says tensions escalate after Iran shoots down the United States drone. Now, you know, people always talk, and I'm the same way, talk about drones, and you say, well, you know what, they're relatively small, and you can shoot one down if it's a couple hundred bucks. It is what it is, and you just get a new one. But this drone was 138 million. You hear me? An unmanned drone was $138 million. And they shot it down. Iraq shot it down over international waters. Now, they're saying that it wasn't over international waters. It was on their land. It was on their side in the United States. And everybody else is saying, no, it wasn't. And I think they're coming to find out that actually it was not. It was in international waters. But I don't know why the Iranians are trying to push us into something. I don't think they're trying to push us into war. I don't think. I think they're trying to make us back down a little bit. And I tell you, I don't think Trump's a crazy man. He might not be the smartest son of a bitch in town, but I'll tell you, I don't think there's many people that are that smart that they're going to do something to try to hurt our country at the end of the day, but it's got here we're goaded into a fight. It says Trump is edging closer towards a war with Iraq. I'm sorry, with a war with Iran for all the wrong reasons. Now, they're putting in here all the things that Trump's done that have been wrong. He's put in there that Trump's made a very, very big mistake. He calls out he's ready to send troops in. He's ready to send everybody into Iran. But at the end of the day, 10 minutes before it was supposed to happen, they sat back and said no because they would lose 150 decent Iranians over in Iran. And he said that wasn't fair. Now, to me, you know, you can lose 150 Iranians, Iraqis, Americans in a matter of 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 3 seconds. But at some point in time, when the Iranians say, hey, you know, we're going to lose some of our people, I guess as Trump just is feeling, hey, there's no sense for a situation like this where nobody was actually hurt, that we create a big war, a big front for no reason. And I think that's about what it's became, because Trump wants to win this next election. And I think all the Democrats fighting against him, they also want to win. But at some point in time, when some point in time comes, they think to themselves, is it worth the fight? Is it worth the fight to fight these son of a bitches? And I say it's sometime it is, sometime it's not. But I somewhat have to agree with Trump. I think we should just go ahead and back off this situation, because again, nobody was hurt. $138 million down the drain. But you know what the hell cares at the end of the day? But you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how we can sit there and fight each other. We can fight each other, but when it comes time to fighting the enemy, nobody wants to get involved. Everybody says, well, that's not my problem. Why should I get involved? And I say just the opposite, because if it's not your problem today, if they're down at the end of the road, in the end of the street, tearing up the place, you can't say, hey, that's okay. It doesn't affect me, because I would say at the end of the day, whether it be tomorrow, the next day, next week, or next year, that it's going to affect you, because when they get done terrorizing the area where they're at, they're going to continue terrorizing the areas, and they're going to continue to make light of the whole area that they're in. And sooner or later, they're going to be in your area. And when they come to your area, they come to my area. I think there's major problems, and I don't think at this point in time that we need any of that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we just had our good friend, the sports director for KQQZ 1190 AM, Kevin Slayton, and the star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. He just walked through the doors. He's not in the studio yet, but we're going to get him in here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll spend a little bit of time with our favorite, Mr. Kevin Slayton. We'll be back right after this break.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the last segment of the show. We've got our good friend Kevin Slayton. He'll be with us momentarily. Let's go ahead and take one more caller before we get to Kevin. Go ahead, Donald. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, it's coming up on the internet and around the Facebook world here, around here, that they're wanting to move that venue for that little cane. And the family, I guess, is trying to get this out there to stop them from trying to move this to another jurisdiction. And I've mentioned it to them to call you, and I don't know why they haven't yet, but they're really pursuing on moving that.
Now, who wants to move it out of the area?
The actual prosecutor and I guess the people that's taking up for this, that guy that done that.
Well, now, wait a minute. The prosecutor wouldn't be for the person that took care of Kane. They would be against him. So where are we going with this?
Well, then I would imagine it would be the lawyer. If they had hired a lawyer, I can send you a thing from the internet, you know, from the family and different things. Showing where they're trying to move that, and they're trying to get the word out about trying to keep it here.
Okay, now the state's attorney, they want to keep it in St. Clair County, right?
Yeah, they it's mentioned on the internet that they'd like to move this venue because they said he wouldn't get a fair trial.
They're saying the defendant wouldn't get a fair trial.
Right.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, we've got some information on that. I don't know how good or bad it is, but when's the trial supposed to come up? Do you know, Donald?
No, not right off hand. I'd have to go back and look at it, but it's the second time it's popped up on my internet today, you know, about getting the word out there to stop them from moving this venue.
Yeah, well, I would think law enforcement want to keep it right where it's at, and I would assume that the defendant wants to have it moved. We've got some information on it, Donald. We're going to look into it, and after we do, why don't you give us about the middle part of the week and then call us back, and we'll see where we're at with it.
And I'll look up on my end and try to send it to you guys.
Okay, well, we sincerely appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hopefully we can get this worked out, justice for Kane. But we'd like everybody, the decent people, to like to keep it in St. Clair County. With me, as always, an honor and a privilege to have Mr. Kevin Slayton, the sports director and star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday, right here on the all-new KQQZ from 7 to 9 a.m. Mr. Slayton, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bob. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. I was bad.
Good.
I was bad for a while, but I'm starting to sound better. Of course, I've got a crappy voice. So what's going on in your great world, buddy?
Oh, gosh. I was listening to you on the way over, and you're talking about Sam Page over there in St. Louis County. And I agree with you. From people that I know, It's all positive about him.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty decent guy.
Yeah, and he hasn't been in office for very long, so I don't know why Wesley Snipes Bell, who I think is behind all of this, is looking into any investigation that would involve Sam Page. Sam Page is well thought of, well respected.
By both sides.
Right. Well, I don't think Wesley Snipes Bell is.
Yeah, well, what about your good friend, Miss Gardner?
I don't know how this woman is not disbarred. I sent a text yesterday morning to a girlfriend of mine that is...
Wait a minute, a girlfriend of...
Girlfriend, not girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Girlfriend.
Okay. A friend, okay.
A female friend.
Okay,
that?
All right, that's better.
Who at one point was in the Office of Disciplinary Counsel, and I said, how is Kim Gardner... How has she not been disbarred or at the very least disciplined? And I said, why do we pay dues every year to a bar association that just sits on their hands and does nothing? And she texted me back and said, I cannot disagree with you. So here we are, you know, if I don't know what Illinois lawyers pay, but in Missouri you pay about $450 a year.
I think it's close.
To be part of the Bar Association, which to me is like, I might as well open my window on the drive
just
on the highway
throw
the $450 bucks out the window. And that way people who need the money can grab it.
So somebody that actually needs
it. It'll go to
money.
good something good, hopefully. Yeah. But it's just pouring it down a rat hole, giving it to the Bar Association because they don't do a damn thing. She is disgusting. I mean, this was, we all knew it was ungreitened. It was a political hit job. But now that you have employed a former FBI guy, which you never should have done anyway, we have a police department in St. Louis that can investigate, and they're pretty good at it. And so you go get some hitman who now has been indicted on 6 felony counts, and you don't let anybody know this? I mean, she should be disbarred by lunchtime.
Yeah, I think she should be charged along, and seriously.
She may be charged.
I think when it's all said and done, you're going to see they're going to keep it going and keep it going. And at some point, I think they're going to end up charging her.
Yeah, and she has to be disbarred. If you want to have any integrity in your bar association whatsoever, a person like her needs to be disbarred.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that going around, though, not just with black. There's a lot of white attorneys that are second class.
There's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct that goes around. Trust me. I have experienced it myself. I was told the other day that I'm on some prosecutor's SH list.
Oh, I can believe that.
And I said, is that because I exposed him? Because I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, took him apart on a case that he shouldn't have been involved in to begin with. He wasn't involved in it. It wasn't his jurisdiction. But he tried to stick his nose in it.
And you taught him a little different.
I think if I'm on his SH list, I think he got the message.
Yeah, I would assume he probably did get the message. I was going to ask you before we get out of here, we got a couple more minutes. What's your take on what's going on with the NBA draft?
I'm such a minute, minuscule fan of the NBA that I have to tell you, other than the overall first round pick, I don't even know who got drafted. That's how little I follow it. I just could care less about the entire sport. It's degenerated into nothing but thug ball for years now.
Yeah, it's been that way.
It used to be a fun game to watch. It's not anymore. It's not even basketball. And it's starting to trickle down to college and high school. And, you know, I love basketball, but I don't love what they play.
Yeah, I think anymore. I think everybody wants to play the way that they want it to be played.
Mm-hmm.
And that's thug ball.
In the schoolyard.
That's not actually basketball.
We used to play what we call marine ball, where it's basketball, but you can knock the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Well,
that's what that is.
That's different. Yeah, now if that's what you want to play, that's what you play. But don't play it saying it's basketball.
No, because it's not.
When it's really not basketball.
It's really not. Honestly, it's not. But I'm sure you're going to go over and watch Albert Pujols return tonight, and you're going to cry a tear, aren't you?
Sure I am. Hey, listen, we're about running out of time. Mr. Kevin Slayton, the sports director for KQQZ and the star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. I'll give you the last half a minute, Kevin.
I hope nobody stands and applauds that fraud. He gave the middle finger to St. Louis and the Cardinals. Why they're honoring him with the pregame ceremony is beyond me. He told them to F off, and it's just business. And I tell him, it's just business.
Mr. Kevin Slayton, it's always a pleasure having you come in and having you make me look worse than I do. And as always, it's Friday. We got to go. So everybody remember, let's remember these ass white bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them.
before they continue to destroy us. And when I say destroy, I don't mean anything violent. I mean, let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.